Hey, Pastor Rigo. How's it going?
How you doing, Tim? How's everything?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking your time out to speak to me. I really appreciate it.
God bless you, Tim. I'm here to help you in any way I can. So what brings you here tonight? What's on your heart?
I don't understand. I'm struggling, and I didn't realize that being a Christian was going to be so hard. There's so much going on inside of me. I feel like there's a war raging inside of me, and I feel like I'm losing that war. I don't understand what to do.
Tim, one thing you have to realize, that as a Christian, we're in a spiritual war, and we're fighting against a spiritual enemy. And all he wants to do is to kill, steal, and destroy. And you as a Christian must learn how to wage the good warfare against him. It's a war, Tim.
I don't understand. How do you fight an invisible enemy? What weapons do you use? I know I'm supposed to be a victorious Christian. It's just, I don't understand how to fight.
Well, as a Christian, you have to realize that the war you're fighting is not a physical war. It's a spiritual war. And you have to use spiritual weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not physical, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. You get that?
What are these weapons? How do I use them? Please, tell me.
Tim, you see this right here?
Yes.
This is your weapon, the Word of God. You have to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Okay? And this will defeat the enemy every time and loose you from his grip.
Amen.
You know what? Isn't that when Jesus, when he was being tempted?
Amen, yeah.
And he kept saying, it is written, it is written. He used the Word of God, right?
That's right. And the same way that Jesus used the Word of God against Satan is the same way you have to use it, okay?
Right.
You have to learn how to just wield the sword of the Spirit and strike down the enemy every time.
This is your weapon, okay? And you have to use it against the enemy. You have to. One thing you have to understand, Tim, that the evil spirits, they will yield to the Word of God because it's sharp and it's alive and it will do him harm every time. So make sure you put your attention in the Word of God because it will be used to defeat him every time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Wow. This is exactly what I've needed. You know what? Tonight, I'm going to go home and I'm going to let the devil have it. I'm going to show him what I'm made out of.
Amen.
His days of harassing me are over.
That's right. That's right, Tim. Tim, always remember that you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. In the kingdom of God, you're a warrior. And you have to learn how to use the sword of the Spirit. Remember the Word of God. This is your weapon. Amen? I love you.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I really
appreciate it. Listen, the church is going to be open a little while longer. Just stay here.
Right.
And let the devil know who you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen?
Amen?
I sure will, Pastor.
All
Thank
right.
you again. I really appreciate it.
God bless.
Thank you so much. You know what? The Word of God says that whatever I bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. And whatever I loosen on earth will be loosened in the heavens. So devil, right now, I bind you in Jesus' name. You have no authority and no place. And no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper.